Welcome to another edition of Tuscaloosa Talks. We're here at probably my favorite place in the city of Tuscaloosa, Tuscaloosa Amphitheater. It was great to be part of this team that brought the amphitheater here to Stallworth Lake.
Wow, I heard that.
Yes, this was used to be a lake. And then the city fathers, I think sometime in the early 20th century, decided, well, let's turn it into a landfill.
Wow.
And actually, you can hear the work being done on Martin Luther King, Jack Warner right now, where the landfill used to be. And then they capped it. Then it became ball fields. And
I've
the ball fields sunk in. And then we said, you know what? Let's make it into an amphitheater. And guess what? I think that's the best use of all. And so I'm here today with Kay Day, who, by the way, is that like the best name ever? I mean, she has the best name in the city of Tuscaloosa, no doubt about it.
Thank you.
Day, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. And don't laugh, but my middle initial's A. So
K-A-Day.
It's K-A-Day. I hear something about that every day.
Do you always get called by two names?
And everybody thinks it's being Southern, so it's like K-Day. It's not Katie. It's K is my first name and Day is my last.
Well, if I call you K-Day, it's just
perfect.
Because it's habit here.
I love it. And like I said, I loved him enough to marry him anyway.
I understand.
With that last
name. We're
going
to talk about him in a second.
Okay.
There's a funny story I know about that I want people to know about. First, just for people at home who don't know who K-Day is.
Okay.
Because you're a legend here at the city. But outside the walls of the amphitheater, tell them a little bit who K-Day is.
Well, I'm very excited to be starting my fourth season here at the City of Tuscaloosa in the amphitheater. I love it. It's really a great place to work. And I worked for Nike previously. I was in the casino industry. In 2019, I was very proud to be nominated or was appointed as an Alabama Athletic Commissioner. So I'm a boxing commissioner for the state of Alabama. And I've been married to the same man for over 20 years. So I'm very proud of that.
Now, there's so much to unpack. This is going to be so much fun. All right, let's first talk about the Nike connection.
Okay.
Now, you worked for this struggling upstart basketball player. What was his name? Went to North Carolina or something like that?
I think it was Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah.
How is that working directly for Michael Jordan?
He was one of the nicest people you'd ever want to meet.
Really? Did he have like the little scotch and cigar?
He did.
No way.
Yes, he did.
That's so awesome.
Absolutely. I'm getting chill bumps recalling. So
you saw that series on ESPN.
I probably lived most of it, you know.
I
have not watched it. But Fred Whitfield, who is the president of the Charlotte Hornets, mm-hmm. was a very good friend of mine. I worked with him at Nike a lot. And I was fortunate enough to be able to launch the Jordan brand. So I did all the hospitality. I took care of all the hotel rooms, the after party, just the coordination of that event in Nike Town, New York. And I think it was September 9th, 1997. And 24 years ago, the Jordan brand was launched. And he was great. I remember coming in. We had a conference room
mm-hmm.
at a fabulous hotel in New York. And everybody was in there waiting for him to arrive. And I didn't realize he was going to be sitting right next to me. And he comes and he goes, all right, tell me what we need to do. And so I ran that meeting and it was very overwhelming, but it was fabulous. It was a great experience. The launch was fabulous. Everybody wanted to get into Nike Town, New York. Have you ever been?
No, I haven't.
Okay. So Nike Town, New York I love New York City, but it has different layers in it. And so people were looking down at the event that was going on. It was really something special.
All right, so you hang out. Now, by the way, have you ever heard my story of hanging out with Michael Jordan?
No.
When I was in college, I went to UAB,
right.
And we were living in Hoover at the time, and I want to say it was Greenwood Village or Greenwich Village was the name of our apartment complex. And then next door, I think it was called Rhyme Village, and it was very upscale. We were in the poor scale. He was playing with the Birmingham Barons at
right.
the time.
Mm-hmm.
So we used to sneak under the fence and go play basketball at their basketball court. Well, one day we're out there playing, and who shows up? Michael Jordan and one of his teammates from the Barons.
Wow.
And we played basketball with Michael Jordan. And this was before you had phones, right? You could take
right,
pictures of them.
Right,
we thought we were so cool, and we were all trying to act like we weren't in shop. I mean, we're all just kind of looking at them. So that's my one Michael Jordan
yeah.
story, you know. He was smooth. I remember watching him. Of course, he was a baseball then. We didn't know what would be the second part of his NBA career. But,
right.
you know, you could still tell he was something special even then.
He really was or is still. I mean, just respect him so much. But I did an event. Roy Jones Jr. was one of the first Jordan Brand athletes.
Yeah, you know, Roy Jordan. She just throws names around. Well, like, yeah, I mean, you know.
But he, so that was my very first boxing event. Is I was working for Nike, and I brought Michael down to the Roy Jones Jr. event. And I was there about a week early before the event. And the casino was having trouble connecting with the right people at Nike. So I sat in an office, and I said, okay, tell me what's not working for you. So we got everything done. The casino was absolutely thrilled. When Michael got there, everything was perfect for him. And I'll never forget, we were in the Mississippi Coast Coliseum, and it's packed. It's over 10,000 people, and everybody's there for an HBO fight with Roy. And Michael walks in, and I mean, you can feel that man's presence. I mean, all of a sudden, it was just Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan's in the house, you know, and everybody just stopped, and everybody stands up and applauds. It was very cool.
It's hard to describe. My son Eli loves LeBron James, but it's, you know, I keep telling him I'm on the Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because of age. All right.
Absolutely.
Let's switch gears real quick, because I know I don't want to run out of time, because we got to talk about the amphitheater. But
okay.
Your husband.
Yes.
Of more than, would you say 20 years?
20 years.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, interesting enough, when you met, you thought he worked at SeaWorld?
I did.
Now, what made you think that your husband worked at SeaWorld?
I was told that he's a retired Master Chief E-9, which meant nothing to me at the time.
Okay.
And that he was a Navy SEAL. And I immediately thought, oh, cool, he works at SeaWorld.
Yeah.
So that would be a great connection. And I quickly found out otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, he could basically break our necks with his pinky.
Well,
and you thought he was out there feeding, you know, dolphins
at SeaWorld.
Yeah,
he's a wonderful, fabulous man. Still makes my heart beat fast after 20 years. We had both previously been married. And we did everything you were not supposed to do. We got married on Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, just as long as we're having fun. And like I said, he still makes my heart beat fast. And we're together all the time.
That's awesome.
I even have him working here at the AMP. And he's retired. He retired from the VA recently. And I said, so we get to see each other down here.
That's awesome.
As well.
That's awesome. Well, thank him for his extraordinary service.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Before we run out of time, let's talk a little bit about the amphitheater.
Okay.
It's been a challenge with COVID-19. Mm-hmm. We certainly have all been trying to deal with that. This year, in terms of how we're approaching COVID-19 protocols for people who are going to be coming to our shows at the last part of this season and then the early part of spring 22.
We are following state mandates. We don't require masks to be worn. We don't require vaccines, any proof of vaccination to be provided. We are doing a great job with the facility. I say we. Facilities maintenance does a fabulous job as far as sanitizing everything.
They do a fantastic
job. We have
tons
of hand sanitizers all around the AMP. High touch areas, we're constantly cleaning off. The restrooms, they do a great job with. The difference a little bit for me is back of house with the tours.
Mm-hmm.
We used to be able to go backstage and eat and breakfast, lunch, and dinner just like everybody else, and it's really become more off limits, as it should be. So we're just trying to do the right thing, keep everybody safe.
So your favorite concert that you've been a part of here at the AMP?
Leonard Skynyrd.
Okay, tell me why.
I'm old.
I would never have guessed
that. I'm old. So I mean,
old.
Yeah, I'm 60. So but I love it. And Leonard Skynyrd was here. They played Freebird, and to look out at all, it was sold out. To look out at the crowd, everybody has their phones going. It's magical. It never gets old.
It doesn't.
Never
does it?
Gets old.
ZZ Top was kind of the same way.
Oh, exactly. I mean, and we were the first concert. After the death, and the tour backstage, it was so sad because they were grieving, and then they come out here and do what they do. You know, they put on a great show, and that's it. You know, the show goes on.
Now, do you know why it's called Idlewood Parkway? That the road that circles behind the Tuscaloosa Amphitheater?
I've heard a rumor, but you tell me, because I don't know if mine's right or not.
Well, when we were planning the Tuscaloosa Amphitheater, Gary Weinberger, who we all know and love with Red Mountain Entertainment, who's our partner with the Tuscaloosa Amphitheater, he came and met with me a couple of days before Christmas in 2007 or 8. Wow. I think it was 7. He said, Walt, you can't build this amphitheater. It will not work. I said, well, I appreciate that, Gary. What if I told you that the debt service will be covered by the 2% lodging tax? He goes, we want to bid on the contract.
Wow.
And I didn't know Gary growing up. Gary was a little bit older than me growing up. And his father was a longtime rabbi, a very respected professor and rabbi here in Tuscaloosa. And so he's from Idlewood, grew up two doors down. I used to smoke Merritt cigarettes on the side of his house. That way my parents couldn't see me out of the corner of the kitchen window. Okay, I admit it. I'm sorry, Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
And then Lee Garrison, who was the finance chair and basically was the champion of the riverfront, he was from Idlewood.
Oh, my gosh.
So we called ourselves the Idlewood Boys.
Love it. So
we named the street behind the amphitheater Idlewood Parkway.
I had heard that, but I love that story. I never heard the full story.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Now, I know we're not supposed to date this, but we got Rod Wave tomorrow night.
Yes.
When this comes out, we'll be about mid to late September. Let people know what's coming up at the end of this concert season.
We've got about 6 more shows. We have Santana coming up, who's a legend. I mean, he's going to be absolutely fabulous. We have Erykah Badu. We have the Beach Boys. We have Earth, Wind, and Fire. We have Co Wetzel, which I've never experienced one of his shows, so I'm really excited about that. And then we end with John Party. So, I mean, it's going to be a party, too. So it's going to be awesome. And this has been a great season with all the challenges. We've literally had 16 shows in 3 months.
Kay, I can't express to you how proud I am of your team and what you've been able to do here, and our entire arts and entertainment. I mean, our leader, Stacey Vaughn, you, what you do here, Alexis, our team at the Gateway. I'm proud of all of you. Y'all do such a good job. You make it seamless for the public when
they
come in.
Thank you.
It's a real honor to work with you guys every single day. And so next time you're out and about in the amphitheater, I hope you take a moment to soak it in. For me, I know even after 10 plus seasons, I'll sometimes look around and think, it is so cool to be part of this.
Absolutely. And I just cannot say enough about Matt Jones. He's the assistant operations manager down here.
And he can pick and grin.
He will tell you he's something pretty special. You know, he'll tell you that.
He is.
And he is.
He
absolutely
really
is fabulous. His family. But Matt is so passionate about it here. And he really does the front of the house during a show. I'm at the event command and making things go that way. But without him and Pat Pratt, she's our box office manager.
Boy, she can run that front office, can't
she? She is. I love her.
And if you want to know what's going on, you call Pat Pratt. She's going to let you know.
You got that right. But we're a family. And, you know, I don't think people realize it's just the three of us full-time down here. And when you say it takes a village, we have so many departments at this city that we could not do this without. Facilities maintenance. Stacy was brilliant to come up with our event crew that without, they set all the chairs. I mean, Alexis and her staff has been coming down here to help out at concerts. It's just everybody comes together for the amphitheater. And when you say you still get chill bumps, we always laugh that when it's just crazy here, I can look out at Matt, he's in the middle of something, and you just have a smile on your face, and it's like, we love this.
It's pretty cool. It's right here in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
It's very cool.
And there's been a train going by. I'm pretty sure a tugboat went by. You know,
exactly.
And Kay, you are doing such a fantastic job. Your team's doing a fantastic job. It's an honor to work with you guys every single day. And so thank you for joining us on Tuscaloosa Talks. If you want more information about the Tuscaloosa Amphitheater, you can go to www.tuscaloosaamphitheater.com or just call 311. Have a great day.
Thank you.